From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. It's chaos around here, ladies and gentlemen. Chaos, I tell you. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Extravaganza. And, wow, do we have a lot of stuff going on today. A lot of stuff coming out of the White House, and we're going to get to that. It has been a zoo around the building today. The very first batch, I know many of you are pre-ordering the copies of Star Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots, and we have just moments ago, the UPS guy backs up. And the poor guy, he says, I've got a delivery, 480 copies of Star Spangled Blessings. It was just box after box. The poor guy's like, and he delivered, I remember this guy. He's our regular delivery dude. So he's delivered Twilight's Last Gleaming books. And he says, Jeez-a-loo. He says, Starnes has got to stop writing so much, right? We got to knock down the page count a little bit. My pack's killing me. So anyway, thank you, UP. I think they came UPS, and it was the brown truck, so that's UPS. So anyway, we've got all the books in, and they're heading to bookstores already. This is sort of exciting. So we are knee-deep in books here. I do want to say right out of the gate that we do have these are all for the limited edition. So we have 480 copies that yours truly will personally inscribe and autograph. I have been doing exercise. I joined the gym. I'll get to that in just a moment. But I've already started doing the thumb exercises so that I can write. I don't want the right hand to cramp up there as I'm writing people's names. So anyway, if you go to toddstearns.com right now, click on our store. Not only, and I don't know who decided to do this because, I do count my pennies here, but somebody decided in the company that I own, and it wasn't me, but they said, you know what? We've got to give them a discount. The book is going for like $23 at the bookstore. You're going to get it for $18 over at toddstearns.com. So we're just excited to be able to do that for you. And just as a way of saying thank you, because you guys are so supportive of what we do. $18, it's going to get you an autographed copy of Star Spangled Blessings. And again, we've only got 500 copies, and I think yesterday over 100, about 150 sold. So you guys want to get on that action quickly. So last night, and I don't mean to start here with a personal issue, but last night, and in case I sound a little, if I sound a little off, and Parker, I'm wondering, I'm not slurring my words. Do I sound okay? Am I fit for broadcast duty today?
100%, doing fantastic.
I had an issue last night. I was tired. It was a long day, and I went in to brush my teeth. And there's a very important lesson I learned last night. I'm brushing my teeth, and I'm like, why is it that my teeth do not smell minty fresh? And then all of a sudden, I could not feel my face. And I realized that I had left the tube of Neosporin next to the tube of Crest toothpaste, and I could not feel my face last night. So I hope if I sound a little off today, it's because I still can't feel my lips. Just want to throw that out there. So, guys, if you see me drooling on air, just give me a wink or a nod there, and we'll just go to break. All right, folks, it's one of those weeks. I'm just telling you. We got a lot going on, and it's just a lot. All right. Can we talk about Cash Patel for just a moment? And we're going to get to the Doge stuff. There's a lot of moving parts, and a lot of Republicans are starting to throw shade at each other, and I'm going to help us all work through this and understand what's really going on here. But I'm going to talk about the FBI for just a moment. So Cash Patel and Dan Bongino are spending a lot of time over at Fox, and I'm not sure it's helping the cause. So yesterday, well, let me back up for just a moment. when James Comey was not arrested, and by the way, to this day, James Comey has not been arrested for making a threat against the president of these great United States. And I'm just telling you personally why I want to explain. I don't. All that Todd Starnes, he's just a mean hard ass, that Starnes. He's got no mercy, no sympathy. No, I do. I am a sympathetic person, and I believe in giving people second and third and fourth chance. I got no problem with that. But there's something bigger at play here, and this is why this had to have been addressed, and it was not addressed. So let me, you know what, we're going to play this first, and then I'll explain why Kash Patel is wrong in his assertions of what's going on here. Cut number seven, please.
James Comey.
If he wants to come after me, no problem. I've been living rent-free in that guy's head for years, and that's just a bonus. Do you know how many copycats we've had to investigate as a result of that beachside venture from the former director?
Is that right?
Do you know how many agents I've had to take offline from chasing down child sex predators, fentanyl traffickers, terrorists, because everywhere across this country, people are popping up on social media and think that a threat to the life of the president of the United States is a joke and they can do it because he did it? That's what I'm having to deal with every single day. And that's what I'm having to pull my agents and analysts off because he thought it was funny to go out there and make a political statement.
The 86.
All right. So now he is complaining that they're not able to get anything done because they're having to pull off all of the agents to go and address all of these other people that are saying 8647. You might remember we talked about this just a day or so ago, what was happening in Wichita. Our good friends over at KQAM. They produced video showing all of these protesters in downtown Wichita calling for the assassination of Donald Trump. One guy walking around with a severed head. Another person with President Trump's bodies riddled with bullets and arrows. And they're all chanting the same thing, 8647. Now, let's go back in time here. And I warned you that if this was not addressed, that we would see these copycat attacks happening all across America. And so why are they doing this? I'm going to explain to you why this is happening. So when James Comey and his argument was, well, the wife and I were walking hand in hand, strolling along the beach. And the tide washes up the seashells. And I always hate that we're down on the Gulf of America. And you got the ones that are upside down and you step on them and they hurt like you know what. But anyway, in this particular instance, Comey and the missus are out on the beach and the tide rushes in. And when it recedes, the numbers 8647 are spelled out magically there on the beach by the shells. Now, Comey should have been arrested on the spot, but that's not what happened. We saw the FBI hem and haw, and I knew as soon as they started hemming and certainly when they began to haw, I knew that nothing was going to be done, that they were going to just sweep this under the rug. And that really troubled me. And the reason why is you got to set an example. You cannot have the former FBI director making threats against a sitting president of the United States or any other president for that matter. You can't do that. But what did they do? Well, somebody called up James Comey, and they're like, we need you to come into the office, and we need to have a little conversation. We just want to find out what's going on, and you don't have to worry about it. We'll send a sedan for you, and we'll give you some coffee. We have some lovely Oreos. Double stuff? You got it, Jim. You got it. And that's what they did. Here's what should have happened. And by the way, because they did that, now every single anti-Trump lunatic in the country now feels emboldened that if the ex-FBI director can get out there and tell people to go kill Trump, that they can too. And that's exactly what's happening right now. Exactly what's happening. Here's what they should have done. And I don't mean this in a harsh way. But this is why you have to, because you've got to put a stop to this. You got to nip it in the butt. Nip it in the butt. You got to. There should have been, you should have had Bongino and you should have had Kash Patel, Pam Bondi, and they should have picked up the phone and called Fox News They're not calling Newsmax. I don't know. It's Fox is like the state media now of the Trump administration. They don't care about anybody else. But they should have called them down, and they said, hey, we're about to do a raid on Jim Comey's home. You need to go jump in the bushes. Remember, they did that all the time. The Bidens did that all the time with CNN. I mean, a couple of their anchors have like a perpetual infection of poison ivy. They lived in the bushes right outside the Republicans' homes waiting for the raids. There should have been a pre-dawn guns-drawn raid. And there should have been cameras broadcasting it live, border to border, coast to coast, across the Freedom Point. That's what should have happened. They should have had Jim Comey down on the ground of the living room on his knees. They should have had video cameras of them barging into the wife's bedroom and going through her unmentionables drawer. All of it should have been broadcast on national television. Then they should have handcuffed him. They should have put him in leg shackles, and they should have marched him right out onto the front lawn of the house and into the back of a squad car. That's what they should have done. And then they should have thrown him in the D.C. gulag like they did the J6 people. And he should have been there until they get around to interrogating this guy. It should have been so painful for James Comey. The guy ought to be charged with, I mean, he threatened the president of the United States. But this FBI, they're not doing anything. They're not going to do anything. They're just not going to do anything. And as a result of that, now you've got all these people out there. And I understand Kash Patel is upset because they're having to, because they do. They have to investigate every single one of these. But they would not have to do it at the level they are if they would have just cracked down on James Comey. And people would have said, oh, geez, Lou. I mean, if they threw Jim Comey butt naked into the D.C. gulag, they could do that to me. And I don't want to be butt naked next to Jim Comey in the D.C. gulag, so I better keep my mouth shut. That's what they should have done, but they didn't do it. They didn't do it. So now you've got Dan Bongino. So Kash Patel was on Fox with Brett Baier, and then you got Bongino on with the Fox and Friends, the Curvy Couch crew. And I don't know who Ducey's replacement is. That's just not working for me, folks. Mm. I digress. Cut number four, please.
I got to tell you, of all the things that have surprised me in the close to now 3 months I've been here is the depravity of Jim Comey. This man is a disgrace to the badge, the FBI, and the country. What he's doing right now, one, going out and me taking shots at Cash. Cash isn't belong. Cash was the chief of staff at the Department of Cash. Is a patriot. Cash has served in numerous high level roles, taking personal shots while you're on the beach, implying a threat towards the president and blaming your wife about it. And let me just add about James Comey, you know, Saint Comey, who walks around there moralizing to everyone how wonderful of a human being he is. What you said is absolutely accurate. We have wasted countless man hours now running out tips to our tip line about people putting 8647 because of Jim Comey, because he cannot control himself and his emotions. He is a child. He is a big child. And let me tell you one more thing. Jim Comey, who wants you to believe? Jim Comey taking a shot at the president. Oh, look at me. I'm such a victim. The president's going after me. He's making a ton of money on this book. The only person that got prosecuted was the president. Jim Comey, we're finding stuff even now. Wait till you read the stuff that's coming out.
Does he still have loyalists in the building? Because when I hear the FBI director saying, you guys are finding boxes that are hidden. Okay, how does that happen in the Bureau?
Well, we were there a couple of weeks, and luckily there were a lot of people up there who grabbed us by the arm the minute we came in and said, thank you for being here. You know, we need to talk. There are people there who are really horrified at what happened. And there was a room, and we found stuff, a lot of stuff.
A hidden room.
I wouldn't call it hidden, but hidden from us, at least, and not mentioned to us. And then we found stuff in there, and a lot of it's from the Comey era, and we are working our damnedest right now to declassify. And just so you know, because I get the public, I totally understand people saying, well, do it now. The process is not all the information is ours to declassify. Some is other intelligence agencies. It's not, we literally can't do it. Once that gets done and that gets out there and you read some of the stuff we found that, by the way, was not processed through the normal procedure, digitizing it, putting in FBI records. Right. We found it in bags hiding under Jim Comey's
Dan, really
FBI.
Quickly,
you're going to be stunned.
The shells on the beach. Can you?
Okay. So this is I'm sorry. They're not asking questions that need to be asked. And here is one, for example. Will Jim Comey be arrested? If not, why? Why not? We're not getting any of that intel. And I love what Patsy wrote in on our Facebook live stream just moments ago. Make an example of Comey. He violated the law and he should be punished accordingly, period. Patsy is absolutely right. So why aren't we doing that? And then Cash comes out today and he says that they've uncovered things about J6 that are just going to blow your minds. They're going to be shocking. They're going to be explosive. You won't be able to sleep at night. Okay, great. You know what? Enough with the theatrics, please. Enough with the teasing. Really, we're all grown adults here. Just tell us what you got. But enough with the teasing. All right, got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. In the break, head over to ToddStearns.com. Click on our store and be sure to get a pre-ordered copy and a discounted copy of Star Spangled Blessings. We'll be right back. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. Now, he didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Mike created the best bed sheets ever. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Now, Mike is offering the best deal on his Giza Dream bed sheets. Any size, any color, just $49.98. That's right. You can even get the Queens, Kings, Split Kings, and Cal Kings. Any size, any color, just $49.98. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. Also, for a limited time, when you order over $100 in merch, you're going to get $100 in free digital gifts. Call 1-800-839-8506. Use the promo code STARNS or go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code STARNS for the amazing offer of $49.98 on the Giza Dream Sheets, any size, any color. That number again, 1-800-839-8506, promo code STARNS. All right. May I just say something about Elon Musk? You know, yesterday, Elon started his farewell tour, you know, and his tour of duty is coming to an end. Now, you're going to be hearing a lot about this in the media, and I will say that he's not going away with bad blood between the president or the administration. That's not happening at all. What's going on here is that Elon was a temporary government employee. And the reality is that he only had a certain number. Was it 130 days or so? 130 days to work for the government. Now he's going back and he's got a lot of work to do. I mean, he's got a massive company to run and he's, you know, the wealthiest guy in the world. But I'm just going to tell you, and we're going to pick this up on the other side of the break. The nation owes Elon Musk a great debt. What he has done for this nation, that is something extraordinary. But what makes it even more extraordinary, I think, is that Elon Musk is an immigrant. You know, he came to this country. This was not the country of his birth. He didn't have to do all of this. But Elon Musk put everything on the line for our country. And you wonder how many of us would do the same thing. It's a thought-provoking question. Anyway, we'll talk about that coming up next. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
There's a national focus on eating only the healthiest of foods, and that's great news for Balance of Nature. Their method of producing a vibrant nutritional supplement is second to none. While so many others use chemicals and additives, Balance of Nature is made solely from whole food ingredients. While other methods sacrifice nutritional quality for the sake of profits and volume, Balance of Nature's advanced vacuum cold process involves freeze-drying the fruits and veggies into a fine powder, helping to retain as much nutritional value as possible. compared to the other inferior methods, which cut corners at your expense. Balance of Nature packs a nutritional punch, and that's the whole reason for taking Balance of Nature, getting the most nutrition for the sake of your health. Use my discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping and their money-back guarantee. You must use my discount code CHARLIE. Call them at 800-246-8751 and use discount code CHARLIE or order online at balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. Use discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping.
All right, so the DNC has hired Jabba the Hutt to somehow recruit men, young men, back to the party. And no, I am not making this up. And it's I got to get this gal's name for you. She is very proud of herself, and she actually believes that that she is the answer to the Democrat Party's woes. So her name is Olivia Giuliana, and she is a self-described queer plus-sized Latina activist. Maybe just shy of 400 pounds, I'd say. Maybe 350. Anyway, she says that she knows what young men want. And maybe she does. If I was a young man, I'd be thinking, please don't sit on me. I'm just saying. Maybe she knows. I don't know. So she's doing a podcast the other day. And this is part of a big deal. And let me preface this. If you missed yesterday's show, the Democrats are really concerned because they've realized that most young men in America have actually migrated to the Republican Party. And it's really not so much the Republican Party as much as it is this Trump populism and this idea that it's okay to be a man. It's okay to embrace your masculinity. It's okay to open up the doors for ladies. It's okay to treat a lady with respect and reverence. It's okay to grow a beard. It's okay to eat red meat. It's okay to go to a pro wrestling event or, you know, mixed martial arts, MMA. It's okay to do all of those things. It's okay to admire a beautiful woman. Those guys have been, and by the way, it's okay. It's okay if you want to yell at somebody. You want to get into a schoolyard rumble. You know, those things are normal boy things, rough and tumble things. So anyway, they've been told by the Democrats and society at large for really generations now. I mean, this goes back, maybe the 1980s, definitely the 90s, where they were actively medicating little boys who are hyperactive. Oh, they have ADD. You know, I've got to calm the children down. So they've medicated literally generations of boys. And I'm not even sure that we've come to terms medically. And I have no doubt that RFK Jr. will get to the bottom of all of this. I have no doubt that this has had some sort of a massive physiological impact and psychological impact on young boys. All these medicines are pumping in to basically turn generations of boys into mindless zombies. And then they turn around and they've tried to feminize boys. And that has been a very damaging thing to this country. And when you look at the numbers of people that are just not getting married, the number of boys that are just not growing up, they're still living at home, they're not maturing like they used to. And it's a big problem. And we're seeing a lot of pushback now. And this is what's fascinating about Generation Z. It's almost as if you can cut that generation in half. And the younger version of that generation is really pushing back on these narratives and the medications and the ideas of what it means to be a man. I mean, they want the men of America to wear, you know, dresses and frolic about in the gardens and the tulips and, you know, smell like lilacs. Not grow facial hair. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I mean, one way or the other, It's not, but they're just trying to feminize guys. And so there was so much pushback. And young men of America said, this is not who we are. We're not going to buy into this narrative anymore. And we're going to go with Trump. And I think that's really the attraction to Donald Trump with this generation, is that Donald Trump speaks his mind. He really doesn't care what you think. He really doesn't. He's got his own opinions. He's respectful. But you know what? At the end of the day, Donald Trump's going to do what Donald Trump is going to do. And to this young generation of men, Donald Trump is really the epitome of the American dream, right? He went out there and he became very successful at what he did as a real estate developer, as a builder of buildings in the construction industry. He has a beautiful family that loves him. And isn't that interesting? I mean, when you look at the freak show on the left, you know, you look at Kamala Harris and her kids and Jill Biden and look at Tim Walz. I mean, their kids are either doing drugs or they're in therapy. And then you take a look at Donald Trump, and this is a family, a very large family, and they love this man. You can tell a lot about Donald. As a matter of fact, when you're stepping back and you're analyzing Donald Trump and who he is as a man, that's all you should be looking at. How does his family respond to him? What does his family look like? What are the kids doing? Are they in jail? Are they on drugs? Are they strung out on something? Do they love their father? And when you look at that, Donald Trump has been an incredibly successful man. And not only that, his wife is smoking hot. And we say that with all due respect to the First Lady, but she is an incredibly beautiful First Lady. And every guy in America is sitting there going, dang, I want my wife to look like that. I'm just saying. I mean, it's, you know. You know you're thinking it, men. So all that to say, you've got this mindset out there, and that's what, you know, I think that's, and there were many other reasons, but Donald Trump made it okay. Donald Trump made it okay to be a man again in America. And he's not a drinker, Donald Trump, but again, modern men were sitting around and, you know, they want them to either drink Bud Lights or sip apple teenies. Not going to happen. So now along comes this woman. Her name is Olivia Giuliana, a self-described queer plus-side Latina activist. And the Democrats are spending $20 million, to figure out how to attract young men, these men I was just talking about, how to bring them back into the fold. And they felt like that Olivia Giuliana, a self-described queer plus-sized Latina activist, was the best person for that job. And here she is on a podcast with one of those dudes, one of those effeminate dudes. Cut number two.
Well, I also think it's just so abundantly clear that the people who say these things don't actually spend time talking to young men. You know this because we know each other in real life, but I spend a lot of time on college campuses, and I spend
she
a lot
loves
of time with
young men.
I love young men. I love frat too. Guys. And in that, I've realized, like, even the ones that identify as conservative are almost always pro-choice. They're almost always pro-gay marriage. You'd be surprised at the number of them who support a Black Lives Matter. And so I feel like people just kind of lump them into this box when the truth is, again, a lot of them are with us on the issues. They're just not part of our coalition because they feel like they're not welcomed in it.
All right, there you go. That's Olivia Giuliana, Jabba the Hutt, as we call her.
KFC, bucket, please.
Is this true, men? She's out there saying that really all of these Trump supporters, these guys that are supporting Donald Trump, are actually really in the closet because they're really pro-gay marriage and they're pro-abortion and they're really liberal. Are you sure she's reading the tea leaves here? Because when I look at that generation of young voters, these young men who fled the Democrat Party and voted for Donald Trump, you know what I saw? These guys are not just flocking to Donald Trump, but they're also flocking back to the church. These young men are looking for something more substantial. They're looking for, they're actually looking for truth. And they have determined that this notion that the left has had for a very long time, that everybody's got their own truth, that there is no such thing as absolute truth, they've actually determined that's not good enough anymore. And so they bought into the notion that there really is an absolute truth, and that absolute truth is not found anywhere else except in the church house, because that is the other component of this. And I'm telling you, the Democrats aren't getting it. They're still not getting it. And I got no problem with that. If they really think that people like Jasmine Crockett and AOC and Olivia Juliana Jabba the Hutt, if they think that those are the things and those are the girls that are going to attract men back to the Democrat Party, you do you, Democrats. You do you. I'm just saying, it is not a good time to be a Democrat right now because they don't know who they are. They don't know who they are, and they don't have a clue. They don't have a clue what's going on in the culture right now, and it terrifies them. They are terrified. When you see James Carville out there, and James Carville is now the dean of the Democrat political operatives, ran Bill Clinton's campaign back in the 1990s, and you've got James Carville out there, and you can see it in his eyes. You can hear it in his voice. Well, I don't think we ought to be going after David Hogg. David Hogg's just a good little boy. And then he turns around after everybody's turned on David Hogg. We need to get rid of David Hogg. We need to gut him like a pig, that Hogg. And then they turn around and, I mean, it's just they can't figure it out. They don't know who they are. And it terrifies them. Republicans have a great opportunity here. They have an opportunity to study Donald Trump, to study the America First movement, and figure out how do we transform our political party? Because right now, the party has not been transformed. And that is ultimately where all of this tension is right now in Washington, D.C. This is why Elon Musk is so, I wouldn't say upset. He's dejected, demoralized, because he put it all on the line for God and country. And what did the Republicans do? The Republican Party screwed him. And I know they're talking about, well, we're going to be looking at some codifying some cuts on Monday, and I am thrilled to hear that news. But why haven't we already done it? Why haven't we? So I'll believe it when I see it. But I understand why Elon is so demoralized right now. And if Elon gets demoralized, guess what's going to happen? Other people are going to get demoralized. And all of those young men who fled the Democrats and they bought what we were selling them, if we don't provide those goods, they're going to go somewhere else. They're going to do it. They're going to go somewhere else. We've got a lot of work to do. And the Republicans need to take a very – and this is going – it is going to be tough. There's going to be soul searching involved. But right now, you have Donald Trump and you have the Republicans. And if the Republicans are smart, the party elders will swallow their pride and they will embrace the Trump ideology and they will embrace the Trump way of running campaigns. And if they can do that and deliver like Donald Trump is delivering, then we're going to win the day. Let me just say something about this. Not only do you, and all is not bad in the Trump administration right now. Marco Rubio is crushing it. Borders are. Tom Homan is crushing it right now. Look at what's happening over at the Veterans Affairs with Doug Collins. They're crushing it right now. We got some problems at the FBI and the Justice Department. We've got a few problems. We have some problems out there. But the biggest problem we've got right now is a Republican Congress that is not fighting. And we've got to fix that. Let's go to the phone lines here, 901-260-5926. David in Memphis, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Hey, David, what's on your mind?
I think you hit on it right there. You're talking about that the Republican Party's got a lot of tension in it because my opinion is on Congress, they are trying to slow walk things and ride the time out. See, the excuse will be here in a few months. hey, we're approaching midterm here. We don't want to get too radical on anything. We really don't need to do a whole lot right before 2026 midterms. So they'll back off anything that I don't even know what to back off of. It'd be hard to back off what they've done. They haven't done anything. But they'll get even more milquetoast. And then they'll lose in 2026. But I think they actually like that. I think they want to be the minority party. They desperately want to get back to a McCain-Romney-Bush milquetoast-type Republican who better manages the decline of the country. I really do feel there's a large portion of the party, I'm very sincere, that want that to be where the party goes. And I consider MAGA a third party. I don't consider MAGA a party. I think they are so dumb at GOP, they don't realize they got 1% to 2% from the libertarian vote that came over and voted for them. There's a lot of folks like me out there. If they want to try to win with the 45% ceiling, go right ahead, because that's going to be kind of hard nationally. But that seems to be where they're going, because they're not doing anything in Congress. Yeah, you got a few folks doing things in the administration, working as hard as they can. But I'm talking about the overall party at the national level seems very comfortable winning the silver medal. They seem to enjoy that. And I don't understand that logic, but that's where they're most comfortable, and their role in the swamp is to be a solid second place. That's just my opinion.
David, that is a pretty astute observation of what's going on here. And I think you're onto something with this third party, because right now, the Republican Party you're looking at is really not the true, authentic Republican Party. You've got a lot of MAGA lawmakers that are a part of that, but they're not enough to actually facilitate change. So the question now becomes, okay, if there is going to be a real, real legitimate third party, is it possible that even if you are able to you know, peel away 40 to 50 lawmakers as those, you know, the MAGA party candidates, though, you're going to be wielding mighty power in the House of Representatives, especially. Maybe that is something that we have to look at depending on how things go in the midterms. But I'm just going to say this, and David, thank you for the call. And I will say this, ladies and gentlemen, if they don't get it together, they're just going to lose in the midterms. I mean, it really is that simple. And then Trump is going to be screwed. The administration's going to be screwed. And we very well may have a third party be birthed out of all of that. So anyway, got to take a break here, folks. 901-260-5926. Do you agree with David? Do you think that maybe a third party, a MAGA party, could be the way to go here? 901-260-5926. We'll be right back.
There's a national focus on eating only the healthiest of foods, and that's great news for Balance of Nature. Their method of producing a vibrant nutritional supplement is second to none. While so many others use chemicals and additives, Balance of Nature is made solely from whole food ingredients. While other methods sacrifice nutritional quality for the sake of profits and volume, Balance of Nature's advanced vacuum cold process involves freeze-drying the fruits and veggies into a fine powder, helping to retain as much nutritional value as possible. Compared to the other inferior methods, which cut corners at your expense, Balance of Nature packs a nutritional punch, and that's the whole reason for taking Balance of Nature, getting the most nutrition for the sake of your health. Use my discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping and their money-back guarantee. You must use my discount code CHARLIE. Call them at 800-246-8751 and use discount code CHARLIE or order online at balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. Use discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Breaking news out of Washington, a USDA employee and six other people were arrested. You ready for this one, folks? $66 million in food stamp fraud. Arlesa Davis, a USDA employee responsible for identifying SNAP fraud, allegedly sold hundreds of EBT numbers, enabling over $36 million in fraudulent SNAP redemptions. This is insanity. By the way, we've got some audio we're going to be playing later on, but there's one woman they did an interview with, 40 years old. This woman has 10 children. She spends $2,000 a month on groceries for her 10 kids, all of it paid by the American taxpayers. and they went along grocery shopping, and the woman's cart is filled with every soda you could imagine. Oreos, Ho-Hos, the whole nine yards. Unbelievable. We'll get into more of that coming up in the next hour. Stick around, everybody. We'll be right back.
There's a national focus on eating only the healthiest of foods, and that's great news for Balance of Nature. Their method of producing a vibrant nutritional supplement is second to none. While so many others use chemicals and additives, Balance of Nature is made solely from whole food ingredients. While other methods sacrifice nutritional quality for the sake of profits and volume, Balance of Nature's advanced vacuum cold process involves freeze-drying the fruits and veggies into a fine powder, helping to retain as much nutritional value as possible. Compared to the other inferior methods, which cut corners at your expense. Balance of Nature packs a nutritional punch, and that's the whole reason for taking Balance of Nature, getting the most nutrition for the sake of your health. Use my discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping and their money-back guarantee. You must use my discount code CHARLIE. Call them at 800-246-8751 and use discount code CHARLIE or order online at balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. Use discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Well, hello everybody, welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to have you with us, border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain, and we have got a lot going on this hour of the program. We're going to be getting to your calls as well. You want to write down our telephone number. You will need this if you plan on calling in today. 901-260-5926 is that number. That's 901-260-5926. Now, you know, we're planning the big, huge book launch extravaganza, and we're going to have a couple of hundred folks at our big party. And I will tell you this. Typically, the food is better than the books. I don't know, and I say that being the author of the books. But we have got a great chef that is preparing an all-American extravaganza. And we told the guy right away we wanted an upscale 4th of July celebration kind of a thing. And the chef has delivered. So anyway, June 12th is when we're doing our big book launch. And here's what we're going to do. For the first three callers, if you would like VIP tickets for you and your family, and you're going to have to come to Memphis on your own dime, but we'll feed you once you get here. If you would like to be a part of our VIP experience, just be one of the first three callers at 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. One of our favorite cities in America, just right up the river in St. Louis, and they've got an incredible talk radio station there, and what makes it incredible, they've got great local hosts, and they also carry this radio program, and we're very thankful for that. I want to go right away to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Say hello to Rob Carter, who is one of the hosts on the Real Talk Radio Network. Rob, hope you're doing well today.
Hey, Todd. Good to be with you.
You know, Rob, just before we jump into the politics of the day, we have been big proponents on this show of locally owned radio stations around the country. And I'm just wondering, what's that experience been like for you there in St. Louis?
It's been fantastic. I came from another station, and I just got into radio and media at the age of 50. I was in the shoe business. And I recognized right away in the state of Missouri that most of the politics was a little bit organized around radio stations, and I didn't necessarily care for that too terribly much. So I joined up with Real Talk Radio out of Wentzville, Missouri, and the ability to say what's on your mind is so fantastic there. We have a great lineup. You're on our station, obviously. And I'm able to say whatever I want because I'm very critical of things that are going on in our government. And I'm very critical oftentimes of the Republican Party, and because obviously very critical of the Democrat Party. But when I see things go wrong, I want to be able to call it out, and I don't want to get my hands slapped for it. So I have the complete freedom to discuss ideas, concepts on this particular station, Real Talk Radio. Rick and Tracy are the owners, and they have been absolutely fantastic and a blessing to the state of Missouri because we get free speech in Missouri with nobody slapping us on the wrist if we say something that is would be perceived as out of line on other stations.
No. I hear you on that. And I know it's, our team at the station I own in Memphis, KWAM, we give them, whatever you guys say, we're going to defend you. So you go out there and you do you. And, it's worked really well. And I know that it's working well in St. Louis because I'm seeing the numbers and you guys are just crushing it up there. So well done. You, Rob, and the great team there at Real Talk Radio Network. Robin, by the way, folks, got to follow Rob Carter on X, the Rob Carter. That's Rob with two B's. Rob, you talk about the Republicans, and there's been a lot of great frustration. As a matter of fact, one of the Missouri lawmakers messaged me last night a little miffed because I was calling out the Republicans and basically saying they're a do-nothing Congress right now.
That's what I see going on in the state of Missouri. We have a super majority of Republicans in the state of Missouri. And I bring a lot of the conservatives on, and they're really the only ones that will come on. And I say, listen, if I was to look at the Republican Party as a baseball team, it doesn't mean that there aren't great players on this baseball team, this Republican baseball team. But the outcome, the total team effort, is not getting much done. We still teach DEI in our schools in the state of Missouri. It's something that has just driven me absolutely crazy. I raised 5 children. And I don't understand how your sexuality and or the color of your skin is more important than merit, yet with a supermajority of Republicans, it goes unaddressed. We have personal property taxes. We have out-of-control income taxes. There's just too many things that should be accomplished by a supermajority of Republicans in the state of Missouri. And, Todd, this is happening all over the country. This is happening in Texas. I mean, it's happening in many states around the country where you would think that the conservative party, the Republicans, would be able to tackle these issues, but it's just the runaround, not much getting done, and it's very frustrating for the conservatives in the body of politics in Missouri. That I can promise you because I hear it every day on our station.
Rob, and we're starting to hear that in Tennessee where I live. This is my home state. We're a supermajority red state, and we're seeing that infighting happening here. And you're right. We hear from a lot of our Texas listeners, and they're seeing the same thing happen. And it's a mess right now at the Texas legislature. I'll tell you that right now. And it can't be a mess because a lot of the things President Trump is doing, he's taking out of Washington and giving control back to the states, which makes who you elect for the state house that much more important.
Well, that's another thing that's been bothersome to me is, Donald Trump in 2020 told the whole world that the elections were being manipulated. He had Rudy Giuliani and Jenna go out, and they crisscrossed to all of the states like Pennsylvania and Michigan and Georgia and Arizona and said, listen, we are having our elections manipulated. And I believe them. And if you remember, Todd, you'll remember this, Barack Obama, I believe it was in 2008 when he was campaigning in Ohio, somebody asked him about the Republicans stealing elections. And he said, well, it's a good thing in Ohio we have the electronic voting machine. We have control of them here in Ohio. So you have both party leaderships. You have the Democrat Party and the Republican Party, both telling their citizens and their constituents that the electronic voting machines need to be addressed. So we got a guy named Denny Hoskins, Secretary of State of Missouri, elected. The only person that I endorsed in the state of Missouri was Denny Hoskins because he campaigned on the idea of getting rid of electronic voting machines. They're not going to get rid of the electronic voting machines. There is no will to do it within the Republican Party, despite the fact that Rasmussen reports, they used to play this on my show all the time, they claim that 8 out of 10 Republicans leading into the 2024 election, 8 out of 10 Republicans did not have faith in the electronic voting systems. And 67% of all Americans had little to no faith in the electronic voting systems. So from my perspective, it is incumbent upon the Republican Party that has a supermajority in Missouri to address that issue. And as I tell these people, Todd, I'm curious where your take is. If the people don't have faith in their electronic voting systems, then it is incumbent upon the party in power to address it. And they're not addressing it. They're giving us a lot of runaround, a lot of doublespeak. They just can't get to it. I've been trying to get a hold of the guy in Missouri who runs, he's the director of election integrity, a guy named Nick Lestrada. He was my buddy until I made mention, hey, we got to fix this situation. And now he ghosts me. He won't come on the show, hasn't responded to me at all. And it drives me crazy because I see a catch-22, Todd. If we cannot vote our way out of the problems that we see because the elections are being manipulated in certain counties, then we can't even vote on initiatives. We can't do anything. We can't replace the rhinos in the body of politics. We're stuck. So the elections have to be addressed. They're not being addressed, not just in the state of Missouri, but around the country. And it's my number one issue as far as just constitutional republic. We've got to get the elections. They have to be addressed by our state government, in my opinion.
Well, we've been fortunate in Tennessee that that our elections have been pretty smooth. I will say that there was a hiccup when I went to vote on election day, and I asked for a paper ballot, and it took about 20-25 minutes for that process just to get the ballot. But you're right. There are states where there are issues, and the Republicans in charge, and we're talking about red states. If you're not careful, you're going to end up with a purple state or a blue state. That's what happened in North Carolina. Right. That's what happened. I would be willing to say that's what happened in Georgia. They've got their own set. They've got a full-blown civil war going on within the Republican Party there. But again, Georgia, red Georgia, and they have two Democrats in the U.S. Senate. So to your point, we've got Rob Carter with us, radio host in St. Louis at Real Talk Radio Network, our terrific affiliate there in St. Louis. Rob, I want to go back to something you said at the start of the interview. How does a guy go from selling shoes to being a talk radio host?
Oh, that's a very good question. So I was in China. So I was in the shoe business. A lot of shoes are manufactured out of China. The vast majority of shoes are manufactured in China, as a matter of fact. So I was over there when COVID began. So I was there the week of October 12th, right around that time frame. And when I was leaving China to come back to fly through Hong Kong, I'm sitting in the Hong Kong airport, and I'm looking up at CNN International, and they're showing people walking down walking through the streets and just collapsing. And I'm looking at that, and, I went to school for media and broadcasting. I have had a background, studied propaganda my whole life. And I looked at that, it seemed very fake to me. And I saw, it really didn't sink in what exactly was happening, but they were trying to scare people with something that was going on CNN International. So I get back to the States. I got married on October 19th, so I'm not paying attention to the news at all. And then all of a sudden, the COVID story started to develop. And I told my friends and family, I said, listen, I think this is some kind of propaganda scheme. I'm not buying what they're selling when it comes to COVID. And they thought I was crazy. And they probably still do, Todd, but they thought I was crazy. And I said, no. I said, I have read about these scenarios in the past, and I think that we're going to have a situation where they're going to mandate vaccines. I said, I have a feeling we're going to be wearing masks here before too long. And then what made it crazy is when it started to happen, people were making excuses for it. And I said, where does the government get the power to tell me I have to put a mask on my face when I'm outside on the beach? Where do they get this power? Who gave them this authority? I didn't understand it. And then when Warp Speed and the CARES Act came into play, my wife is a nurse in Florida, when they were basically telling her if she didn't get vaccinated, she couldn't keep her job. And my wife is, she's not recognizing that this could be a little more complicated than she thought. She's like the rest of us when we hear experts and so forth give us direction, we want to take it. And I said, listen, you do your homework on it before you get that vaccination,
right?
Because I'm not buying into it, right? So what ultimately happened is I'm telling my friends and family that I didn't think they should wear the mask, and I didn't think they should get vaccinated should they become mandated, or should people have to take it through coercion to keep their jobs. My son says, Dad, you should do a podcast and tell our friends and family, put it out onto Facebook and the like. And I did. And I looked up after a couple of my podcasts. We had thousands of people that were on the same page with me. And I just parlayed that into a radio show in St. Louis that was on the weekend. That caught fire and then moved into a morning show on Real Talk Radio in Wentzville, Missouri. That's how it all happened. I completely changed careers. Thought I was 35 years in the shoe business and left it all to
wow.
You today.
That's amazing. Well, look, you never know how God is going to move. And this is pretty darn exciting. And Rob, we're excited to have you as a part of our family on the radio, and we're going to get you back on very soon. And again, congratulations for all the great success, your show and the entire Real Talk Radio Network there in St. Louis.
Todd, I'm so glad you're a part of the station. I'm so glad to talk to you, and I'm a big fan, been a big fan for a long time. Have a great day, sir. We'll talk again.
All right. You too, Rob. What a good guy there, folks. The Rob Carter. That's Rob with two B's, and you can follow him on the socials there. Great guy, and what a great radio station. Again, and you had a husband and wife team in the real estate business. They've been doing a real estate radio show for years. The opportunity came up for them. And, you know, again, everybody has their own stories about corporate radio, but they had an opportunity to go out there and buy local radio stations and look at what they did. By the way, on that note, a lot of people say, oh, radio's dead. Nobody listens. Oh, the young whippersnappers, they watch the YouTube and the TikTok and the Snapchat. They don't listen to radio. Really? Really? There's a great story in the trades. And in Tulsa, Oklahoma, one of the big corporate groups sold four radio stations in the Tulsa market. You ready for this? Grand total, $20 million. $20 million. Now they have a locally owned news radio station in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That tells me that radio is a powerhouse and that radio is not dying. Radio is, in fact, growing. And hear me on this, ladies and gentlemen. If we really are going to turn this around, if we're going to save America, there's only one place where you can go to call in, voice your opinion, talk to the host, yell at the host, call the host a sorry so-and-so, or say that he's a lovable curmudgeon. There's only one place you can do that, and that is on the radio. It's not TV. It's not a podcast. It's not the YouTube or the TikTok. It's radio. All right, we got to take a break. Going right to your phone calls, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
There's a national focus on eating only the healthiest of foods, and that's great news for Balance of Nature. Their method of producing a vibrant nutritional supplement is second to none. While so many others use chemicals and additives, Balance of Nature is made solely from whole food ingredients. While other methods sacrifice nutritional quality for the sake of profits and volume, Balance of Nature's advanced vacuum cold process involves freeze-drying the fruits and veggies into a fine powder, helping to retain as much nutritional value as possible. Compared to the other inferior methods, which cut corners at your expense, Balance of Nature packs a nutritional punch, and that's the whole reason for taking Balance of Nature, getting the most nutrition for the sake of your health. Use my discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping and their money-back guarantee. You must use my discount code CHARLIE. Call them at 800-246-8751 and use discount code CHARLIE or order online at balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. Use discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Let's go to the phone lines, 901-260-5926. Webb in Maine. Webb, what's going on? It's been a long time, my friend.
Yes, Todd, too long. As you know, they changed WLOB, so I was looking for a way to listen to you, and now it turns out I can just do it on my flip phone. But what I wanted to ask you about was something that is driving me crazy, and I trust you because you are genuine. In the Fifth Amendment, where they're saying that due process for these illegal aliens has to be applied to them, I don't understand. Because if you read the Fifth Amendment, it says no person shall, and that's the basis they're using it on. But the founders intended this for Americans. They didn't write it for Englishmen. They didn't write it for Europeans. So it has to do with the intent of the law. Why is this even an issue? First of all, these people entered illegally. They've committed a crime. And then whatever other crimes they committed, I guess, was just gratis for them. But the point is there should be no court trying to stop this, because there are two things, the intent of the law and the spirit of the law. The spirit, I guess we could say, was meant to protect Americans, or we lose our exclusivity. We are not citizens of the world. We are citizens of America.
That is true, but Webb, just about every legal opinion out there says that due process and the Fifth Amendment does apply to anybody that's on American soil. So everybody that, and they go back to the word all persons, regardless of their immigration status. So what does that look like? For me, Webb, I think it's a very streamlined position. Show us your social security card. Show us your birth certificate, you know, prove that you are here legally. And if you can't do that, boom, you're gone. And that takes all of 30 minutes.
And that's what Obama did. That's what Clinton did. And this is obviously just something tailored to stymie Mr. Trump. Isn't there any kind of legal action that can be taken?
Well, that's the issue is this will all end up at the Supreme Court. But right now, our country is being governed by the courts. You just had a judge issue yet another ruling regarding Harvard University and President Trump trying to ban the foreign students from attending Harvard. A judge just stepped in moments ago and blocked the president again. So you are literally, and then when you look at what the judges, the three judge panel did on President Trump and the tariffs, you know, it's a big problem. It's a big problem. Webb, I gotta go, my friend. It is great to hear from you. And you don't be a stranger now that you found us on the flip phone. Hang tight, everybody. We'll be right back.
There's a national focus on eating only the healthiest of foods, and that's great news for Balance of Nature. Their method of producing a vibrant nutritional supplement is second to none. While so many others use chemicals and additives, Balance of Nature is made solely from whole food ingredients. While other methods sacrifice nutritional quality for the sake of profits and volume, Balance of Nature's advanced vacuum cold process involves freeze-drying the fruits and veggies into a fine powder, helping to retain as much nutritional value as possible. Compared to the other inferior methods, which cut corners at your expense, Balance of Nature packs a nutritional punch, and that's the whole reason for taking Balance of Nature, getting the most nutrition for the sake of your health. Use my discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping and their money-back guarantee. You must use my discount code CHARLIE. Call them at 800-246-8751 and use discount code CHARLIE or order online at balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. Use discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. So very happy to have you with us. Don't forget, 5 o'clock Eastern, the Todd Starnes Show on Newsmax. That's right. Newsmax just going public on the New York Stock Exchange and listed on the big board. Millions are joining our news revolution. 40 million Americans now watch Newsmax. President Trump says it's absolutely terrific. Reuters naming Newsmax one of the top 12 news brands in America, which is pretty awesome. And get this, our audience grew 50% since the same time last year. If you want information on how to be a Newsmax share owner, you can call your advisor or get more info at NewsmaxInvest.com. You can stand with Newsmax today for a strong America at NewsmaxInvest.com. Well, I want to welcome into the conversation here in our studios in Memphis, Tennessee, great Republican strategist Luke Symbol. And Luke, good to have you with us. You were hanging out with Senator Marsha Blackburn yesterday as she was making the big tour of Elon's facility.
I was. I got to tour XAI, which was really, really cool. They are doing amazing things there. It's the largest, I think, private investment in the history of the state and could be the largest private investment in the history of the country very soon. And got to hang out with her and her staff yesterday, and then we had a meeting in the afternoon with the FBI here in Memphis and got to hear about what Kash Patel is doing to focus attention and resources on violent cities across America, Memphis, of course, being one. And I got to hear all that Senator Blackburn was doing behind the scenes to work with Kash Patel and the FBI to make sure that their focus is where it needs to be. And they are putting resources. They're taking them away from managers in Washington, D.C., and they're hiring agents, and they are going to tackle America's violent crime problem in cities across the country, and I'm very excited.
Well, I would like to see that happen. Yes. I really would. And it's, again, the clock is ticking, and you know how politics goes. I mean, I think we really have until the end of the year to get anything done.
I agree. I think you're going to see some announcements very soon from what I was hearing from them yesterday. But I agree, we have got to keep their feet to the fire, hold them accountable. And that's something I really like about Republicans is we're not like the Democrats where we Democrats let their folks off the hook. Biden couldn't even speak a coherent sentence and you heard nothing. Republicans are different. We hold our people accountable. We hold our elected officials accountable. And We hold their feet to the fire, and I think that's a good thing. I think on specifically on the FBI, we're going to hear some things very soon from them, from what I'm hearing. But let's not let up, Republicans.
There is another big story that's developing just moments ago. I'm just checking the live update here from New York Slimes. This is the headline. A judge will block Trump from barring foreign students for now. This is what we know. This is a federal judge in Boston. She said she's going to temporarily block President Trump from preventing Harvard from enrolling international students. Now, here's what President Trump had to say yesterday about a Harvard. Cut number nine, please. Nine.
Harvard has been a disaster. They've taken $5 billion plus. $5 billion. Nobody knew that they were making this cut. If we didn't do this, nobody would have. We would have never found this out, Pam. They're taking $5 billion. And I'd rather see that money go to trade schools. And by the way, they're totally anti-Semitic at Harvard, as you know, and some other colleges, too, in all fairness to them. And it's been exposed, very exposed. And I think they're dealing very badly. Every time they fight, they lose another $250 million. Yesterday, we found another $100 million. And they have, you know, they have a fund, $52 billion. All right. They get a lot of that from the United States. And I think it's ridiculous. I think this, everyone's coming up to me saying, we love the idea of trade schools with that kind of money and money from others, but money from them. You can have the best trade schools anywhere in the world. You give them to Iowa, Indiana, lots of good states, well-run states, and you give them the money, they can only be used for trade schools, and they'll teach people how to build motors and cars and AI. You
know. So, what the president's trying to do, he wants to take $3 billion away from Harvard. At least that's the thought process here. $3 billion from Harvard and give it to trade schools, which need the money because they have been overwhelmed. We were talking to a Northwest Mississippi a junior college or a community college yesterday on the Newsmax show, and they're just overwhelmed with students wanting to jump into the vocational arts. What do you think about this idea?
I think it's a great idea. And here's the thing, Harvard and other colleges, when you accept money from the federal government, there are strings attached. I attended a college, Grove City College, up in Pennsylvania, and they did not accept federal dollars. They did not accept federal loans from the federal government to fund their students' educations because they knew that there would be strings attached, and it affects the integrity of the institution. Harvard is receiving billions of dollars in tax revenue every year. There are some strings attached, and finally Republicans are getting the memo that Democrats have been so good at for so long. When you accept money from the federal government, we get a say. And I love this idea of reallocating those funds away from these far-left woke institutions that have large endowments worth billions of dollars already. I love the idea of taking that away and giving it to local community colleges, giving it to vocational schools. As we have manufacturing jobs opening up across the country, let's arm the populace with actual jobs where they're taught actual skills and not, you know, these far left theater degrees that you graduate $200,000 worth of debt funded by the federal government.
Luke Symbol, a Republican strategist and great conservative, joining us here in studios in Memphis, Tennessee. Luke, these judges out of control. You got the three judge panel that came in and said President Trump has no right to make any decisions about tariffs when, in fact, the law is very clear the president does. It just seems to me we've got to, and maybe we have crossed that line now where the administration has to decide, okay, do we obey what these judges are ruling, or do we just soldier ahead and let the Supreme Court sort it all out?
At some point, the president can look at the Supreme Court, or the legislature can look at the Supreme Court and say, enforce it. The Supreme Court has got to restore integrity to our district courts by giving them guidance on what they are allowed to stop and what they are not allowed to stop. right now we have these activist district court judges that are putting nationwide injunctions on the press. It is unacceptable. It's unacceptable. And unfortunately, I'm very nervous about the Supreme Court with some recent rulings that have come out with Amy Coney Barrett and others. What is up with Amy Coney Barrett?
Yeah, well, it's that Rhodes College education.
It's unfortunate.
I mean, you can smell that a mile away. Look, here's the deal, folks. When it comes to these tariffs, and the three-judge panel said only Congress has the power to set tariffs on trade, that is simply not true.
It's not true at all.
The Trade Expansion Act of 1962 gives the president authority to negotiate trade agreements by lowering tariffs with the goal of promoting international trade and economic growth. I'm reading from the act here. So the president, and by the way, Vietnam just announced a few, like 35, 40 minutes ago, that they've reached a deal with the United States. So the president's plan is working here. The president knows what he's doing. These judges have to just get out of the way.
It is working, and polling is showing. Rasmussen just had a poll out earlier this week showing that the majority of Americans think the country is going in the right direction. It's the first time that polling has shown that since they started asking, do you think we're going in the right direction? The mainstream media is not convincing people that these tariffs are a bad idea. And I think what we're going to see is there's a real fight right now. And the Supreme Court has got to step in and overrule this three-judge panel. You know, the president of the United States is kind of like the CEO for the country. He needs the ability to negotiate better trade deals for the – we were getting ripped off by these countries. And you're exactly right. We need the Supreme Court to come in. And unfortunately, at some point, there's going to be a little bit of tension between the branches of government. That's how our system was designed, but there's going to be a little bit of tension here.
I mean, we are at a point now where the judiciary is actually running the executive branch of the country. And to me, that in and of itself is a constitutional crisis by very definition.
It absolutely is. Those judges were not elected. I did not elect a district court judge to have a say over policy set by the executive. You're exactly right. It's a crisis, and we've got to get it right.
Look, I'm being told by our team here that Caroline Leavitt is actually addressing this issue from the White House. Let's take a listen to what Leavitt had to say.
In every case, I mean, we have seen time and time again these lower district court judges ruling against this administration in the president's basic executive authority and powers. And this administration is fighting every single one of those battles in court, including already the block that came down from the tariff court, the IEPA court last night. And as on my way out here to the briefing room, I understand that there was another district court judge right here in Washington, D.C., who ruled against the president's tariff power. And I will get to the heart of your question, and I'm glad that we are addressing this in the room today, because nationwide injunctions ordered against the first Trump administration, Trump 1.0, account for more than half of the injunctions issued in this country since 1963. And President Trump had more injunctions in one full month of office in February than Joe Biden had in 3 years. And let me roll through some of these radical injunctions to paint the picture for the American people at home. These are not just talking points. These are real judges in the court of law who are trying to block the president's power and the policies that he was elected to enact. For example, a court ordered the Trump administration to return already deported terrorist aliens back to the United States. A court has ruled the Trump administration can't even temporarily pause our refugee programs. Courts prohibited the Trump administration from eliminating federal funding for child transgender surgery and mutilation, a practice that the American people overwhelmingly reject. A court also held that the Trump administration could not ban people experiencing gender dysphoria or mental health issues from serving in the military. Ridiculous. Courts prohibited the removal of transgender women from women's prisons, despite potential physical harm to real women
jump
in
here,
in those prisons,
because I think we get the gist of it. They're literally shutting down the entire Trump agenda. And Luke, we cannot allow that to. I mean, we should have just elected President Trump a judge.
It's terrible. And you know what could overcome this is if we had Congress in session every single day, not leaving Washington and starting to just pass bills, codifying these executive orders and codifying what is allowed under the president's executive authority. That would shut these judges up, but we also need the Supreme Court to step in and shut these judges up, and I hope they do the right thing.
All right, to that point, I've got to say this real quick here. I've been catching a lot of grief because I'm pointing out that they're only working, I mean, maybe 50 days since January, and I got a nasty, I'm not going to name the congressman. Actually, I got two messages from sitting congressmen. You're just being an ass. You're being a contrarian, Starnes. We are out there working. When we're not in the office, we're back in our districts and it was not anybody local. So, but I will just say, I get it. You're out there I get that. But that's not where you're needed right now.
Right.
You don't need to be at a town hall. Your butt needs to be in Washington. And there needs to be action being taken. I mean, we were literally on the cusp of becoming a fascist nation.
Yep.
And we have got a lot of work to do to get us back from the brink.
You're exactly right. And they don't need to be walking around their districts asking everybody's opinion. They know what the country wants. President Trump's win was monumental. It was huge. They know the American people, for the first time, the majority believe that we are on the right track. According to Rasmussen's polling earlier this week, let's just get it done. Sit in your seat. Don't leave the committee room until you pass something good and just get it done. The American people are behind you. A little bit of bad press isn't going to hurt you. A little bit of bad press from the mainstream media just alerts the rest of the country that you're doing what we want you to do. So get to work.
But Todd, if I don't go march in the National Kumquat Parade down in Bucksnort, Tennessee, I might not get reelected. You know what? Fine. Don't get reelected. All right? Is it really? What is more important, marching in the Kumquat Festival Parade or making sure the president's agenda is codified?
We have a country to save, and that's what Donald Trump's reelection, this amazing event that so many people did not think possible, a wave of support, that's what that represents. We have a country to save, and we need our congresspeople, our senators in Washington passing Trump's agenda. Let's just get it done.
Luke Symbol, good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you. And thanks for having me.
Yeah, no, and you're heading up to your family's from the Northeast.
Yes, they've all since moved to free Florida. During COVID, they all moved, but we still have a little summer place up all north, right. And we're going to be traveling up there and getting the cottage open.
All right, keep it between the ditches, as they say there. All right, Luke Symbol, great Republican strategist. Got to check it. And look, folks, don't get me wrong. I love the Kumquat Festival and the Kumquat Queen. I got no problems with that. I'm just saying we got more important things going on right now. All right, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
There's a national focus on eating only the healthiest of foods, and that's great news for Balance of Nature. Their method of producing a vibrant nutritional supplement is second to none. While so many others use chemicals and additives, Balance of Nature is made solely from whole food ingredients. While other methods sacrifice nutritional quality for the sake of profits and volume, Balance of Nature's advanced vacuum cold process involves freeze-drying the fruits and veggies into a fine powder, helping to retain as much nutritional value as possible. Compared to the other inferior methods, which cut corners at your expense, Balance of Nature packs a nutritional punch, and that's the whole reason for taking Balance of Nature, getting the most nutrition for the sake of your health. Use my discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping and their money-back guarantee. You must use my discount code CHARLIE. Call them at 800-246-8751 and use discount code CHARLIE or order online at balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. Use discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping.
All right, let's go to Nashville, Tennessee. Joe is on the line. Hi, Joe. What's on your mind today?
How you doing?
I'm well. Thank you for asking, Joe.
All right. Hey, well, thanks for the opportunity to be on with you today. I appreciate it. And again, I appreciate your comments and points of view. I'd like to say, though, that I think the country was on the right track the previous 4 years.
You think Joe Biden was you think Joe Biden had the country on the right track?
I do.
What track was that?
Sure, it was the right track.
The right track?
All righty. Number one, jobless rate was extremely low. The economy was doing fabulous, and the stock market was as high as it's ever been. And we have a current president who bragged for 4 years about the stock market. When he left office, it was 26,501. When Biden left, it was right around 42,000.
Well, okay. Well, what was happening at the What was happening at the end of Trump's presidency? What was happening in the culture at large, globally?
Okay, listen, Okay. So we'll talk about COVID here for a second.
No, no, it wasn't. It was COVID. You had the economy suffered because of COVid. No. Hold on.
We'll talk
about COVID. You also understand that the stock market is not the economy. Those are two different things we're talking about.
Listen, I understand that. But the guy with the blonde hair.
You mean the president of the United States, Donald J. Trump?
His whole first term bragged about how well he was doing for the stock market.
Trump did a great job, and then you had COVID breakout, the China virus.
Okay. So Joe Biden, Trump's the only president ever in our history that lost more jobs when he ended up.
Not true. It is, Joe, what you're saying is simply not true. I'm not going to let you spew. I'm not going to let you spew lies here, Joe. I mean, so you don't like Trump. So you don't like Trump, do you?
No, it's not that I don't like Trump, but listen,
you don't
there's
like
a
Trump.
Lot of lying and misinformation going on.
Not on this right? program, there's not, sir. No, sir, there's not. All right, okay. Joe. Look, here's the deal. Joe, next time you want to come on, because we got to go, we're heading up to a break. Joe, if you want to come on and you want to attack the president, you got to come armed with facts and information. If you do that, we will have that conversation.
Facts, my man. Good try. It's all about facts.
Well, it is, which is why we're saying goodbye. We'll be right back, everybody. Joe won't, but we will.
There's a national focus on eating only the healthiest of foods, and that's great news for Balance of Nature. Their method of producing a vibrant nutritional supplement is second to none. While so many others use chemicals and additives, Balance of Nature is made solely from whole food ingredients. While other methods sacrifice nutritional quality for the sake of profits and volume, Balance of Nature's advanced vacuum cold process involves freeze-drying the fruits and veggies into a fine powder, helping to retain as much nutritional value as possible. Compared to the other inferior methods, which cut corners at your expense, Balance of Nature packs a nutritional punch, and that's the whole reason for taking Balance of Nature, getting the most nutrition for the sake of your health. Use my discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping and their money-back guarantee. You must use my discount code CHARLIE. Call them at 800-246-8751 and use discount code CHARLIE or order online at balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. Use discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, really, what we are dealing with right now, ladies and gentlemen, is a judicial insurrection against Donald J. Trump. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. What an honor to have you with us today. Hour three of our big show, and we've got a lot to talk about this hour. These judges, whether it be going after President Trump and the tariffs or the immigration stuff, the judicial system in America has clearly declared war on Donald Trump. And as Caroline Leavitt so eloquently stated in the last hour of the program, it's very clear that these judges are intent on blocking every part of the president's agenda, from blocking boys from competing in girls' sports to the tariffs, to implementing and imposing tariffs on foreign countries, to dealing with the illegal alien invasion. And again, it seems to me that at this juncture, we are facing a constitutional crisis in this country. how is President Trump supposed to do his job as commander-in-chief? How is the president supposed to lead the executive branch when the federal judiciary is telling the president that he can't do that? So I want to open up the phone lines here because there are some controversial solutions to all of this. First and foremost, Mike Johnson needs to return the House of Representatives back to Washington, and they need to immediately defund these courts. Now, they can certainly do that. They can also, Congress also has the power to dismantle some of the courts, and we need to be looking at that, but immediately we can defund these courts. And at least that's one way to slow them down. But the question now is, what do we do about the broader issue, which is all of these illegals who have invaded our country? And we're talking about very dangerous people. Even the Supreme Court has ruled that President Trump, under the Alien Enemies Act, does not have the power to remove very dangerous people from the country, even though the act clearly states it is the president's sole discretion to be able to do that. So they're going to be nitpicking, and they're going to be going through these documents with a fine-tooth comb in President Trump's policies and trying to come up with a word that may be unconstitutional, and then, boom, they shut the president down. But I'm telling you, there is a possible solution here, and Steve Bannon was talking about this, and he says that President Trump needs to immediately suspend the writ of habeas corpus. And if he does that, it would give him emergency powers to deport these illegals without due process. And that really is, that's the underlying issue here. You say, okay, well, what is habeas corpus? Well, that's the legal issue that compels a person to be brought before a judge to determine the legality of their detention. It is a fundamental right for everybody on American soil, whether you are here legally or not. You say, well, can the president really do that? Can the president suspend the writ of habeas corpus? Yes, he can, and he can do that under certain guidelines, and one of those guidelines is an invasion of the United States of America. And ladies and gentlemen, I have long contended that we have been invaded. Using that phrase and that terminology is what got my contract not renewed at Fox News Channel. I was one of the very first conservatives in America within broadcasting to announce that what was happening on our southern border was a full-scale invasion of our country. When you've got 20 million people that are in our country that were not invited, that is an invasion. We used to fight wars over stuff like that, but we don't do that anymore. Now, there are some people who are going to say, well, this is modern-day America. We shouldn't be doing this. President Trump doesn't have the authority. Oh, but he does. Oh, he does. And he should consider suspending habeas corpus. This will only impact the illegal aliens. And at that point, the president would be able to give orders to have the illegals removed from the country. As a matter of fact, President Trump could even suspend the writ of habeas corpus within certain areas of the country. For example, Harvard Square. We could go in and they could round up all the illegals and send them right back to where they came from. And I say that because back in 1941, after the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, guess what FDR did? President Roosevelt suspended the writ of habeas corpus, and he did it in Hawaii. The suspension was actually limited to Hawaii, which was not a state, it is now. But it was, again, a notable moment in American history when habeas corpus was used. The other was Abraham Lincoln during the Civil War. You say, well, what about George Bush? George Bush implemented habeas corpus but did not go all the way. So there was a workaround with Bush back in 2006. But hear me on this. President Trump is going to be faced with some big decisions here because at this moment, you've got federal judges, and, I mean, they're dropping rulings against the administration every hour. CBS News headline from 4 hours ago, judge directs Trump officials to lift pause on certain immigration applications. 10 hours ago, federal judge blocks Trump administration from pulling Biden-era migrant protections. So what they're doing is they're protecting the rulings coming from the Biden administration, whoever was working the auto pen, but Donald Trump is not allowed to do the same. So here's another. This is from 15 hours ago. U.S. judge blocks Trump from suspending Biden-era migrant parole programs. It just keeps on coming, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, we've got the rulings on President Trump and his tariffs. So my question is, what do you recommend the president do? Should the president just ignore what the courts are doing, these rulings, these edicts that the courts are handing down? We are looking at a full-on judicial attack on the Trump administration here. 901-260-5926, our telephone numbers. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Little Rock, Arkansas. Steve on the line. Hi, Steve. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. I was just thinking, these legal geniuses, judges that have ruled that Trump can't legally impose the tariff, if this ruling goes through the court system and stands, wouldn't that open the United States, and wouldn't that give standing to all the companies and all the countries that have paid tariffs in the past that were imposed by an executive order from a president? Wouldn't they have standing then to sue for reimbursement?
Well, I suppose they could. I'm not sure legally how that would work out, Steve.
I'm not either, but my simple mind says if I'm charging you a charge that turns out to be illegal, I'm liable for what you paid me, and you should legally have to reimburse me. I should legally have to reimburse you. Does the rule of law only apply when somebody's got a big enough military to enforce it?
Well, possibly. I mean, look, let's get real here. We're in debt up to our eyeballs with China right now. What happens if we decide we're just not going to pay our debt anymore? How is China going to recoup its money? Are they going to come over here and, you know, declare war on us? Are they going to what? So ultimately, you know, nothing would happen.
I'm beginning to think that's the economic plan for our government.
Well, it may be.
They don't ever plan on paying this debt off. They don't plan. As long as they can keep printing money in other countries and people keep taking it, they're going to keep doing exactly what they're doing. And what it's going to take is somebody, we're going to spend ourselves into a world war over this debt.
Well, give it some time. President Trump is trying to prevent that from happening, and I know that so is Pete Hegseth over at Defense Department. But, yeah, there are people that do believe that if we really want to stimulate the economy, one of the ways to do that is going to war against somebody. But, again, I think the bigger issue and what I want to focus on this hour are these judges, and we are looking at literal judicial tyranny here, and it is just simply unacceptable. These judges believe they have more power than the president of the United States, and that is unacceptable. Steve, I've got to run. Thank you for calling in. 901-260-5926. By the way, excited to announce that I was, and we were waiting for this to be official, and it is, and I'm happy to share with you, but I will be the keynote speaker at this year's National Gun Owners of America Convention. That's coming up in Knoxville, Tennessee in August. And if you would like information on attending, it's going to be a pretty impressive conference. Over 120,000 square feet of exhibitor space, training sessions, legal briefings, and it is all about defending faith, family, and freedom. And I'm honored to be a part of the Gun Owners of America. It's going to be a lot of fun, and look forward to meeting all of you. We'll be doing a book signing there as well, there in Knoxville, Tennessee. This is their national convention. If you'd like information, go to gunowners.org. That's gunowners.org, and you'll find all the information there. All right, folks, got to take a break. We'll be right back.
There's a national focus on eating only the healthiest of foods, and that's great news for Balance of Nature. Their method of producing a vibrant nutritional supplement is second to none. While so many others use chemicals and additives, Balance of Nature is made solely from whole food ingredients. While other methods sacrifice nutritional quality for the sake of profits and volume, Balance of Nature's advanced vacuum-cold process involves freeze-drying the fruits and veggies into a fine powder, helping to retain as much nutritional value as possible. Compared to the other inferior methods, which cut corners at your expense, Balance of Nature packs a nutritional punch, and that's the whole reason for taking Balance of Nature, getting the most nutrition for the sake of your health. Use my discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping and their money-back guarantee. You must use my discount code CHARLIE. Call them at 800-246-8751 and use discount code CHARLIE or order online at balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. Use discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping.
You know what I find really fascinating here is that Congress really does have the power to step in here with this judicial fiat that's happening in the United States. I mean, at this moment, every single portion, every component of President Trump's America First agenda is actually being squashed by these federal judges, many of whom, most of them, were either appointed by Barack Hussein Obama or Joe Biden. A couple of rogue Trump judges in the mix as well. But Congress does have the power, and just because it hasn't been done in a while doesn't mean it's not constitutional, which goes back to the Alien Enemies Act. The president exclusively has powers under that act. The president has the power to suspend habeas corpus if he wants to, but Congress has the power to not only defund the courts, but they have the power to literally abolish the lower courts. Now, they can't touch the Supreme Court, but they can step in, and Congress does have the authority to get rid of the lower courts. And I don't understand why we're not having those conversations. I know Speaker Mike Johnson, what was it, a couple of months back, said that Congress does have that authority. So let's get moving. Let's get cracking. And ladies and gentlemen, what would you like to see Congress do? I mean, we could just sit here and do nothing, but that means every single thing from the DOGE cuts to what's been happening with the removal of the illegals to the tariffs, all of it goes away if we do nothing. So I would be curious to hear from you. What would you like to see the Republicans do here? Should they dismantle and defund the courts? Should President Trump just ignore it? I mean, the president could just ignore them. What are they going to do, hold him in contempt? Okay. But somebody's going to have to do something because we are at an impasse now. And as you heard one of our strategists, Luke Symbol, tell us earlier, you can't trust the Supreme Court. I'm not sure we actually have a conservative majority on the court right now. And that's a big problem. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Speaking of illegals, there is really a state of emergency in Nashville, Tennessee right now. They have a far-left mayor. His name is Freddie O'Connell. And now he's already declared that he will stand with the illegals. But now he's going above that and beyond that, and he's doxing ICE agents. Cut number 10, please.
It looks like Mayor O'Connell was involved in some sort of obstruction or the harboring of criminal illegal aliens in the great city of Nashville. But also just last night, his office put out the names of Homeland Security investigators and doxed our ICE enforcement officers. They claimed it was a mistake. There's zero chance it was a mistake, and there will be repercussions. Our ICE enforcement officers are already facing a 400% increase in assaults against them, and he's essentially handing over intelligence to these criminal gangs so that they can target our ICE enforcement officers. It's wrong, and it's beneath the city of Nashville, and I hope he will face consequences.
So again, you've got the mayor. We've got him on record. He is causing ICE agents to be doxxed. He's interfering with official federal investigations and roundups. just a very simple question here. Why isn't the mayor of Nashville, Tennessee, Mayor Freddie O'Connell, in jail right now? Anybody want to explain that one? All right, let's go to the phone lines. 901-260-5926. Susan in North Carolina. Hi, Susan. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Todd. Just wanted to call in and say I think that everybody that is going against Trump right now, especially the judges, are forgetting that he won the vote. He won all of it, including the popular vote, which means that all of us out here want him to be able to do what he said he was going to do. We want the illegals out. We want everything changed so that there are no men in women's sports or in their bathrooms. We definitely want the illegals gone. And everybody needs to do what they need to do to support President Trump and allow him to do what he was voted into office to do.
And that, Susan, do you get the impression with these judges that basically they're doing the bidding of the, what the, you know, they're doing what the Democrats can't do, which is stop Trump right now?
Exactly. But that what we need to remember, too, is that the people that were running the country, which obviously was not Biden, brought all these illegals in, not even the president. Somebody that was running the country that we don't even know yet exactly who they were have let in millions of people that we don't want here, that we want gone, and that we don't want to see Medicaid and other giveaway programs given to these people instead of the people that have worked here their whole lives and that are now old and deserve to be helped. We're tired of it. That's why President Trump was put into office in the first place.
Yeah, Susan, I agree with you there. And again, we're coming to a point where the administration, the Republican Party, they're going to be facing some pretty tough choices, and they're going to be unpleasant choices. But they've got to do the right thing here, and they have got to get a handle on these activist judges. And there are options available, provided there are options provided within the confines of the Constitution where they can actually fight back here. The question is, are they going to do that? Susan, thank you for the call. 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
There's a national focus on eating only the healthiest of foods, and that's great news for Balance of Nature. Their method of producing a vibrant nutritional supplement is second to none. While so many others use chemicals and additives, Balance of Nature is made solely from whole food ingredients. While other methods sacrifice nutritional quality for the sake of profits and volume, Balance of Nature's advanced vacuum cold process involves freeze-drying the fruits and veggies into a fine powder, helping to retain as much nutritional value as possible. Compared to the other inferior methods, which cut corners at your expense, Balance of Nature packs a nutritional punch, and that's the whole reason for taking Balance of Nature, getting the most nutrition for the sake of your health. Use my discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping and their money-back guarantee. You must use my discount code CHARLIE. Call them at 800-246-8751 and use discount code CHARLIE or order online at balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. Use discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping.
All right, folks, do not forget, we only have 500. We don't have five, but now we've probably got, I think, maybe 200 Star-Spangled Blessing books left. My publisher was very kind enough to send us 500 copies. These are available in the Todd Stern store at toddstearns.com. Those of you watching us on Rumble, YouTube, Getter, X, and Facebook, you can see I'm holding up a copy. It's a wonderful little beautiful, beautiful book cover. Joseph Huntley, our great in-house designer, just does a wonderful job with all of our artwork, and you're going to love this book. So anyway, we have 500 copies. I will personally autograph every single one of those and inscribe those for you. And we're only selling them for $18. If you pre-order right now at your bookstore, online at Amazon, they're like $23. We're going to give you this book for just $18, and we want you to pre-order. We've got to get them in. We can only do this until June 4th, And I know we're going to run out before then, so get your books ordered now. Go to ToddStearns.com, click on the store, and you will see the book there to order. And by the way, you will be receiving this book well in advance. My understanding is, I was talking to our team, we've gotten so many orders, we wanted to go ahead and start shipping now. So if you want to be able to read the book right now, all you have to do is go to my website, and you'll be able to get that book really in just a couple of days. All right, let's go to Houston, Texas. Don is listening to us on Patriot Talk 920. Hi, Don. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I got two questions for you, and I'll just ask them, and then I'll hang up and listen. I, unfortunately, have just now been able to get on your show today, so you may have covered one of them, and I don't know. If you have, I apologize. Okay, my first question is, you reach a lot of people. You reach thousands, maybe even millions, I'm not sure, and you have some influence. And we follow along with you, and we're in the same boat with you. We want to help. But what can just the old average Joe like myself out here do, okay, that will, because we don't have your sphere of influence. Now, my second question was, I don't understand about this tariff court that was able to pass this thing that says the president can't do what he's doing with tariffs. If this is supposed to be an international court, so I understand. Well, if they're an international court, how did we get in this position to begin with? Do they just have influence over the United States? Because a lot of these foreign countries have been putting tariffs on us. That was unbelievable. They didn't stop them, so how can they stop us? I don't understand that part.
So this is... Yeah, this is Don, I'll answer your last question first. The judgment came down from something called, it's a federal court of international trade. And they're the ones that ruled that all of the tariffs that Trump imposed last month on most of the countries, and we're talking about China, Canada, Mexico, Guatemala. I don't know if Guatemala was included, but anyway, all of those tariffs were illegal. So That's coming from this federal court of international trade, and it's a three-judge panel that that came up with this. Now, here's the issue. The Trump administration, there's really not much we can do there. This is going to be a court decision, and I have no doubt the Trump administration will go directly to the Supreme Court for emergency relief. The answer to your second question, and I take issue with something you said, Don. I do believe that you, Don, from Houston, you do have influence and you do wield influence. And that influence may be your family. It may be your friends. It may be the people you work with or you go to church with. So you do have a circle of influence. I would sincerely recommend this. Your elected leaders, whether they be at the state level, the local level, or in Congress in Washington, they need to hear from you. And trust me when I say they listen to you guys. When you call, those calls are monitored. They are noted. When you send a letter, those letters are read. And the members of Congress know. I'm telling you, Don, the only reason that Congress is getting around, the House is getting around to taking up these DOGE cuts, which is supposed to happen on Monday. The only reason that's happening is because people are so outraged and they've been making a lot of noise about it.
Excellent. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate you, Todd. Yeah, you're doing a fantastic job. Keep it up, okay?
Well, Don, I'll do my best, and thank you, sir. And you're a great American patriot, Don. God bless you. Imagine if we had thousands, tens of thousands, millions of people like Don out there. And Don's just saying, hey, I may not have a great big, you know, microphone, but I, you know, what can I do? Man, that is the American spirit that I'm talking about here. I love to hear from folks like Don. All right, 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. And I want to say something about suspension of habeas corpus. You know, I'm not talking about a civil war. I'm not talking about an armed insurrection. I'm talking about using the tools at our disposal. And we've got tools. We have tools. And we've listed those for you. And so it's just a matter of, will the Republicans take this seriously? Will they step in, and will they protect President Trump and his agenda? I want to go to some audio here. This is Congressman Chip Roy from Texas. Cut number one.
I mean, is anybody paying attention to what's happening in London? I'm going to say it here on the floor of the House and get the scorn of people when I say, you've got a massive Muslim takeover of the United Kingdom going on right before our eyes. They would say, Chip, well, what is wrong with that? Well, I've got some pretty strong concerns about Sharia law and whether that'll be forced upon the American people. In this case, the people of the United Kingdom. I've got pretty strong concerns about people who want to see Israel's destruction, who were happy about October 7th, who were elected in the United Kingdom. Some might say that we've seen that here in the United States. What are we going to do about that? We have 51.5 million people who are foreign-born in the United States. They have about 20 to 25 million kids. That puts that well over 20-some percent of our population. It's the highest such number in the history of our country. People say, well, isn't that great? Is it? Are we teaching people about Western civilization? Are we teaching people about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the rule of law? Are we teaching them Western values? Are we teaching them God exists? Are we teaching them the importance of freedom? Or are we teaching an entire generation or two or three to run around complaining about what's wrong and why the entire world is against them because of their skin color, their sex, their supposed gender identity, whatever the hell category we create to make people have an excuse for not just stepping up and achieving the American dream?
Yeah, look, it's a great point, and I love Chip Roy because he says what a lot of people are thinking. And I know you folks in Texas, you guys are being overrun, and you may not even realize it. But when the Islamists, and that's we're talking about the Islamists, these are radicals, and many of them are now coming to power in many communities and cities. And of course, in the Dallas area, they want to build basically an entire Islamist city. That does not end well for anybody. Jews, Christians, the L's, the G's, the B's, and the T's, and all the other extra stuff. I'm just telling you, it is not a good, it will not end well. Just like Congressman Roy said, just take a look at what's happening over in the Middle East right now. I'm just saying. All right, let's go to the phone lines here real quick before we have to take a break. Gainesville, Georgia, Susie listening to us on WDUN. Hi, Susie, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd, I just want to tell you I appreciate you. And, Todd, I want to tell you it's been a disturbing week for me.
A disturbing week? Why has it been disturbing, Susie?
Oh, all this I hear about what's happening to my beloved president, Todd. I know it's happening, but it hurts my heart, Todd. It just hurts me because I just love President Trump. Go ahead, Todd.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Susie. You know he's got a birthday coming up.
Yes, and I wanted to suggest, Todd, that just millions of us just flood the White House with birthday cards for him and tell him how much we love him and appreciate him.
I like this. You know, I like this idea, Susie. So, you know, a lot of people, they don't send the cards anymore, do they?
No.
So we
but
could.
I know he gets them. Mm-hmm. He gets them because I've gotten a White House card back.
Susie, I like this idea. So you are recommending that all of us go out there. Do you recommend we make our own cards or go down to Hallmark?
Yes, either, Todd. Just send him a birthday card.
I like that. I ought to get him one of the funny ones. I love those funny, like where you there's like a monkey or something and bananas on the cover. And you know,
it's. Yeah, right. But I just think it would really encourage him, Todd.
Okay, maybe not that one. No, I love this idea. Sorry, I'm thinking of it. Susie, my mind was wandering back to the Hallmark store because I like getting the goofy cards, and there just aren't a lot of goofy, funny cards out there these days.
Right, but he's got such a funny wit about him, you know?
He does.
I've been looking for a funny card. I've been looking for a funny card, too. And I have seen some in Georgia here. We have these stores called Ace Hardware.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They have some funny cards in there.
Oh, Ace, really? The hardware store?
Yes, Todd, they do.
I never would have thought that.
I wouldn't either till I went in there with another problem and I saw all these cards. I thought, those are really cool cards.
Wow. Are they like construction themed or hardware themed, or is it just...
No, some of them are like from, goofy people just saying things to each other.
Oh, wow. Like, let's get hammered, or, you know.
just some funny stuff. You know, just some funny, lighthearted stuff.
You screwed me over. I get it, screwed. Never mind, Susie. Susie, I really like this idea. And you know what would be fun? Get your grandkids, get your kids, and maybe they could like create their own cards, homemade cards, and you can send them to the White House. And as you point out, Susie, they do acknowledge when they get the cards in the mail. I love this idea.
Okay, Todd, thanks, and I appreciate you.
All right, thanks, Susie. Take care now. Well, how about that? I never knew that Ace Hardware had a card section. But then again, you know, for Father's Day, I guess that makes sense. Maybe go down to AutoZone. You know, they're real big here. Well, that's, you know, their headquarters is right here in Memphis, Tennessee. We have a lot of AutoZones here. So there you go. Susie, what a great idea. Got to take a break. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. We'll be right back.
There's a national focus on eating only the healthiest of foods, and that's great news for Balance of Nature. Their method of producing a vibrant nutritional supplement is second to none. While so many others use chemicals and additives, Balance of Nature is made solely from whole food ingredients. While other methods sacrifice nutritional quality for the sake of profits and volume, Balance of Nature's advanced vacuum cold process involves freeze-drying the fruits and veggies into a fine powder, helping to retain as much nutritional value as possible. Compared to the other inferior methods, which cut corners at your expense, Balance of Nature packs a nutritional punch, and that's the whole reason for taking Balance of Nature, getting the most nutrition for the sake of your health. Use my discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping and their money-back guarantee. You must use my discount code CHARLIE. Call them at 800-246-8751 and use discount code CHARLIE or order online at balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. Use discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping.
All right, this is a weird story, and I don't know what happened to the music there. This story is weird. Apparently, it's based on a survey. Apparently, 1 in 4 U.S. men under the age of 35 report feeling isolated and alone. Parker, this is your group, your men's group here. Do you feel isolated or alone?
I don't think so. That feels really dramatic.
Yeah. This is according to a Gallup poll, and they said, and Parker, I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this. According to Gallup, among American men, Generation Z and millennials are the loneliest people in the country. Do you feel lonely?
Loneliest generation in the country. I think that's crazy.
Do you need a friend?
No.
You're good?
I think I'm okay.
You're good. All right. That's good. Huh. Well, what about Cassie? Well, Cassie's a girl.
Correct.
So she doesn't feel lonely. Well, she's married, so she better not be.
Yeah, so what's the difference in that study between men and women?
It's a good point. Well, this is really men-centric.
Okay.
But apparently, as part of all of this, they found a cure. It's a weird trend that I have not heard of until now, and Cassie brought this to my attention. But apparently, there are men calling other men to wish them a pleasant night, right? Like a good night. So do we know if these people know each other, or are these just random, these dudes are calling each other?
So it's like guys calling their other guy friends.
So they're bros. Correct. All right. So this is not like a Pete Buttigieg kind of a thing. These are like bros.
Yes.
Okay. Let's take it. So they're getting these calls at night, right before bedtime. All right. Let's take a listen.
Yo, hey, buddy. I was just calling to tell you that I'm about to go to bed, so I just wanted to say goodnight.
Okay.
Wait,
I called to tell you, man. I just wanted to tell you goodnight, bro.
What?
I was saying goodnight, bro.
Hello?
Hey, I'm just calling to say goodnight.
Good night, baby. I love you.
I love you, dog.
Wait, what?
He said what?
I'm calling to tell you that I'm going to bed.
Okay. Why are you calling me?
That's I just felt I like, you know, the homies should know, like, when I'm about to go to bed and stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. I'm glad you thought of me.
Yeah, of course, dude.
Man, I just called, man, to tell you good night, bro.
What, bro?
I'm getting misty.
You did what? What'd you say? Say it one more time for me. Repeat that.
I said goodnight, bro. Sweet dream.
Goodnight. Man, what the hell wrong with you?
Okay. What is going on? Is this real? Are people really doing this?
This is absurd. It is hilarious. I think the best reaction was, why are you calling me?
Why are you calling me? Or the other guy, that sounded like a little bit more than a bromance.
Yeah, that was a little too weird.
There was too much sharing there. So anyway, this what started as a prank is now catching on. And so men across America are apparently calling their best buddies and they're saying goodnight to them. Parker, don't do that. I was not planning on it. I don't answer my phone after like 9 o'clock at night. Cassie, don't. Yeah.
So one should call you to tell you goodnight.
Nobody needs to call me. If I'm not here in the morning, you can call to make sure I haven't keeled over in the middle of the night. But otherwise, I'm good. That's terrible. Again, ladies and gentlemen, there is something going on with these generations. I'm just telling you. I want to meet somebody who actually does this. That's just weird. I mean, it would be okay if it was, I mean, it's almost as bad as if your mom would call you. I'm just saying.
It's just weird on so many levels.
All righty. Wow. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget, head over at the show ramping up. Head over to ToddSterns.com. We'll be posting some fresh stories and content today as well. You'll also be able to get a copy of Star Spangled Blessings Devotions for Patriots. If you order between now and June 4th, you get your book before anybody else in America. And we want you to do that. So head over, and it's at a discount. And who doesn't love a great discount? All right, folks, it's been a lot of fun today. We covered a lot of ground. We're going to do it all over again tomorrow, open line Friday. A lot happening there tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern, on Newsmax. Be sure to watch the show. Get out there and be good, America.